Friends, on the heels of the Artemis mission, I'm continuing my moon coverage. You're asking me for more about this, and I get it. It's hard for some people to admit that they've been lied to. It's hard to believe that the government, it's hard to believe for some people that the government would lie to them, that the lies are so big and so widespread, and so many people believe them. People will say, well, how could so many people be in on it? Well, not that many people have to be in on it when we look around and see how many people have fallen for it. So we are going to be looking at, in just a moment, the actual footage from NASA from the moon landing in 1969. When you watch that, I want you to watch it very carefully. I want you to note the images, and I want you to, well, I'm going to break it down for you afterwards. To me, it's actually very sad to watch it now, all these years later. And you can see how they were mocking the public. I know, people do not want to believe that. They want to believe that there were all kinds of technologies available back then that don't exist now to land on the moon. In fact, this Artemis II mission, there no one is landing on the moon. We're told that they're circling the moon three times. Of course, there's all sorts of issues with the shadows, with the cameras, with NASA no longer having the technology to land on the moon, the Freemason connections with the astronauts. It just goes on and on. So in a moment, I'm going to play for you this exact video footage or film footage that we are told came from the moon. And it's all about the moon landing that NASA released. And I want you to drop a comment letting me know, what are the controversies that you've heard about the moon? What are the things that don't add up for you? And then let's talk about something down here on the non-spinning Earth. I'll just bring you a quick message from the sponsor of the video, and then we'll dive right in. So, you know, Wall Street doesn't lose money on sell-offs. You do. They're counting on you to panic. They want you to sell out of fear. Then they will scoop it up at a discount. The big banks aren't selling their gold. They are buying yours. Don't let them shake you out of the position you built to protect yourself. They're counting on your fear. So stop giving it to them, friends. I want you to go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Get all of your questions answered by the experts, including any risks of investment, and find out about this limited time offer for those who qualify, a free 10th ounce American gold Eagle for all new qualified accounts. I have a link for you in the description box below. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, NASA does not even make any bones about these images being an animation. I've done several videos for you already about how things don't add up. And even if you were to believe, you can see that it says NASA animation, even if you were to believe that this was real, why in the non-spinning world should we spend billions and billions of dollars on so-called space exploration when there are plenty of things that we need to tackle here at home? This is what we were told landed on the moon. It looks like it was wrapped up with the same sort of foil that they wrap chocolates in. And there's a lot of questions here, but let's do this. Let's watch this movie, and it is a movie, released by NASA about the 1969 moon landing.
2-1-0, all engines running.
Coming down the ladder now. I'm at the foot of the ladder. I believe it's Charlie.
It's raining, John.
Look at it go, would you, Charlie?
You got all your steering, it gets great.
Oh, this is going to be some kind of different ride.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hopping over hill and dale. Da 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 da. Hippity hopping along. One ignition. Flat away, Houston.
Vector good.
We're burning flat.
Roger.
Looks good, flat.
Roger, make shot flight.
Roger.
Sending, stand by for splashdown. Recovery America, stable water, and a cruise
call. All right, friends, how do you like them apples? There were a few things that really jumped out at me. I thought this was very bizarre. The astronaut hopping along, as we're told, on the moon surface, singing hippity hoppity over hill and dale. Now, one thing that really grabs me about these images is we're told that this so-called landing happened in the mid-morning when the sun was, not that hot. So there was enough light to create shadows here, but not to illuminate the sky. How could that be? That doesn't make sense. Nor do these images of the lunar modules running across the moon's surface. Who was taking these pictures and why did it look like it was from a higher angle? These are not taken, does not appear to be taken by an astronaut on the surface of the moon. It looks like they were standing up on a scaffold or some sort of other Hollywood technique there. This, we're told, is when the, This is when the module took off to return to Earth. How is it we're told that this portion of the lunar module is returning back to Earth? How is it that the camera was able to pan so accurately the departure? Gee, almost like it was, Hollywood movie magic. How are they able to get these images back? Well, we have a very convoluted, complicated, complex answer, which often when these things are complicated, convoluted, and complex, it's because they don't want us to understand. The exposed negative film converged with the gelatin-coated SO-111 BIMAT film was developed into a semi-dry chemical process and then was scanned by a flying spot line scanner that consisted of a cathode ray tube and a rotating anode having a high-intensity spot of light. A photomultiplier converted the light passing from the scanner through the film into an electrical signal whose strength varied with the density of the emulsion layer of the film. The images were then radioed to Earth as frequency-modulated analog signals to be assembled much in the manner of a wire photo, each image built up in swaths. That's how we're told that we got images like this. Oh, it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So this is Buzz Aldrin saluting the flag on the moon. Friends, you know that expression, the smoking gun, where investigators and detectives only need one compelling piece of information, one bit of proof, the evidence that is irrefutable, that actually explains what happened. So, do you see the smoking gun here, friends? Well, there's quite a large shadow here that we're told is coming from this lunar module here that looks like it was put together with hope and a prayer. And we're told that this is a shadow being cast by the sun. So the sun would be to the left of this image. However, we've got a flag, well, there's another smoking gun here. How could there be air on the moon if it's a vacuum? And then we're told, oh no, this flag was created in a folded position to stand that way, although it looks like it's waving in the non-existent wind. But take a look at the shadow of the flagpole. It's going in the opposite direction. It's irrefutable that there would be a light source to the right of this image. Then we see Buzz Aldrin, we're told, standing on the moon, and his shadow is coming from a light source to the left of the image, but it's not parallel to the shadow of that we see here from the lunar module. It's slightly at an angle. And then there's a little mound of dirt here, and we see a shadow there. None of these shadows, well, these are a little bit more parallel, but they don't add up. This is a smoking gun, along with the other smoking guns, including that NASA says, you know, we just don't have the technology to go back to the moon. We had it however many years, over 1969, 60 plus years ago, but we don't have it today. That was actually over 50 years ago. The shadows don't add up. The cameras, who took this image of the astronauts leaving Earth? Who took this image? Well, Peggy, they left a camera back on the moon. Oh, and it panned so perfectly. It, of course, didn't look like it was made in Hollywood or anything. NASA has very strange Freemasonry connections. I've covered this in previous videos. And we're told now that the Artemis mission didn't go back to the moon. They're only circling the moon. You know, this type of footage doesn't age well. Friends, there's so much more to cover in the moon footage. Let me know if you're getting moon fatigue or you would like me to continue. There definitely are connections that I could go deeper on, including the Freemasonry connection. If you've missed my previous videos, I have them for you here in my playlist about NASA, not a space agency, never a straight answer. And of course, NASA in Hebrew means deception. I rest my case, friends. Thanks for being on board. I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast. If you'd like to join me over on Fridays, I'm at Living Swell, where we leave the headlines behind and we learn how to keep our head above the waves in the stormy seas of life and our feet firmly planted on the non-spinning earth.